Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that yoga is gaining tremendous popularity across the world. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he will join the first World Yoga Sana Sports Championship 2026 virtually today. The championship will be held in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. Mr. Modi said the platform has brought together yoga enthusiasts from around the world. The Prime Minister has also defined it as a significant milestone on the global sporting roadmap for Yoga Sana. He has conveyed his wishes to those who have organized the event and its participants. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the plenary session of 73rd Northeastern Council in Shillong today. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Donor and Vice Chairman NEC Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, Minister of State for Donor Dr. Sukanta Majumdar will be present for the annual policy forum aimed at shaping the region's development agenda. Governors and chief ministers of all the 8 Northeastern states, other members of NEC and senior officers of central and state governments will also attend the session. A report.
The plenary session will discuss and deliberate on progress made by the Chief Minister high-level task forces constituted for critical sectors on regional development. The meeting will also review important initiatives of the Ministry of Donor, including update on major schemes and programs, outcomes of the Northeast Investment Summit and Bankers Conclave, youth focus initiatives and efforts relating to tourism, logistics and the unique selling proposition projects in the region. The plenary session will further deliberate on the Northeast Vision Plan 2047. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio will present a report on handloom and handicrafts. Besides, presentation will also be made on tourism, agriculture and horticulture, investment promotion, self-reliance in milk, eggs, fish and meat, sports promotion, economic corridor, development and infrastructure and connectivity by the chief ministers from the region. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Public Health Engineering Department, Rural Division, Dimapur has launched the 5-day Swachh Gaon Surakshit Jalvayu campaign for village functionaries from June 1 to 5. On the first day of the campaign, sensitization programs on the Solid Waste Management Rules 2026 and directives of the Supreme Court were conducted in Dhansiripar, Kuhuboto, Medzipema and Newland blocks. Village councils, gram panchayats and lead facilitators were sensitized on 4-way waste segregation, eliminating the use of single-use plastics, preventing the burning of garbage and ensuring proper operation and maintenance of solid waste management assets in villages. Villagers actively participated in the program and tree saplings were distributed to mark the observance of World Environment Day on June 5 in their respective villages. 5 dead pigs, including one found stuffed inside a rice bag, were discovered dumped at separate locations in Airfield Colony, Woka, on June 3, triggering concerns over possible disease transmission and prompting an investigation by the Woka Town Council, WTC. According to officials, 4 carcasses were found near a culvert, while another was recovered from a different location within the colony. Condemning the incident, WTC Chairman Ming Thung Okikon said the improper disposal of dead pigs could contribute to the spread of African swine fever, ASF. He noted that awareness programs on ASF prevention and proper disposal protocols have been regularly conducted. Mr. Kikon informed that the council has launched an investigation and directed the person responsible to report to the WTC within 2 days, warning that strict action, including cancellation of trade permits, would be taken against violators. Meanwhile, veterinary assistant surgeon Yan Ben Kikon said samples from the carcasses would be sent for laboratory testing to determine the cause of death. Officials have appealed to pig owners to follow proper disposal methods and cooperate in efforts to prevent the spread of ASF. And the ANMA Integrated Development Association, in collaboration with the Don Bosco Job Placement Network India National Career Service and Regional Employment Exchange Kohima, will organize a job fair at Don Bosco College, Kohima on June 6. The fair will offer more than 1,000 vacancies across various sectors with participation from over 20 recruiters, providing employment opportunities in Nagaland, across India and abroad. Governor of Nagaland, Nandkishore Yadav, will inaugurate the event as chief guest. Job opportunities will be available in education, aviation, construction, hospitality, BPO, manufacturing, technical and sales sectors. The fair is open to candidates who have completed class 8 and above. Entry is free and walk-in interviews will be conducted on the spot. Candidates are advised to bring multiple copies of their resume, Aadhaar card and educational certificates. For more information, one may contact 7005-011-582, 9863-219567 or 8259031958. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.